Okay, I learned short words, ideas number six. Learn should be in Chusra for Shlema, Baruch Tzvi Berif Kabatya, Pesach Shor Chai Yisrael, for the protection of Klai Yisrael on Eretz Yisrael. First idea comes to us from the Or Chaim HaKadosh, I once heard from Rafaim Waxman Shlita. Beginning of Parak Yitaz, it says, B'chodosh HaShlishi, Latiz B'nei Yisrael, Me'eretz Yisrael, B'yom HaZeh, B'om Min Bar Sinai. Rashi says, on this day they came to Har Sinai, as Rosh Chodesh, they used to be Refinim, they left Refinim, V'yavo Min Bar Sinai. And they came to Har Sinai, Vayachanu Bamidbar. As the Rechaim HaKadosh, it's out of order. It says they came to Har Sinai. By the way, they traveled from Refidim. No. First tell us they traveled from Refidim, and then tell us they got to Har Sinai. Right? The end of Pasuk Aleph, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Aleph says they came to Har Sinai. By the way, they traveled from Refidim, and then came to Har Sinai. What's going on over here? It says Rechaim HaKadosh, that the Torah was so excited, because this was the day, from the beginning of creation, that there was waiting for Klai Yisrael to come to Har Sinai. As the Pedro says, Avas Mekkelsus Ashura. So what happened? The Torah itself was so excited for the purpose of the world that the Torah would finally get the Klal Yisrael. The Torah itself went out of order. What happened was the Torah daf goes out of order. Why? Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that the Torah itself was so excited that finally the purpose of the world was supposed to now be was coming. So daf goes out of order. They came to Har Sinai. By the way, they traveled from Refidim. They came to Har Sinai. Why out of order? Because the Torah itself was so excited. Because finally the purpose of the world was coming now. The Klal Yisrael was getting the Holy Torah. The second idea, which connects very well to Or Lachaim Hakadosh, Rav Binah writes in the Maharal. Gemara says in Shabbos and Peches and Beis, a beautiful idea. Gemara says the Malachim say to Hashem, why giving the right? Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemam to get the Torah, and Malachim say to Hashem, why are you giving the Torah to human beings? Give the Torah to us. So Hashem does something very peculiar. What does Hashem say? Hashem tells Moshe, you answer the Malachim. So Moshe answers back. What does he answer back to the Malachim? He answers back to them. Do you have a Yitzhara? What's written in Aser Sebedibros? Lo Signov, Lo Sitzach. Don't be jealous. Lo Sinov. Don't be jealous. Don't kill. Don't steal. You have that Yitzhara? And Malachim say no. And that's how the Gemara ends. The Maharal says at the end of the day, you want to know what was the beauty of this message of Moshe Rabbeinu? He says at the end of the day, the Torah was given to people with a Yitzhara. The Malachim have no Yitzhara. They're Oimdim. They're not Holchim. They're standards, the Pasuk says. They're not Holchim. Only someone who has a Yitzhara to be able to do the right thing, to have free choice, to be able to make the right decision, the wrong decision, that's someone who the Torah that's what the Torah is for. The Torah is someone who has decisions, who has sometimes be able to do the right thing or wrong thing. Malachim, they don't have a Yitzhara. And that's exactly why Moshe Rabbeinu answered back. Do you have a Yitzhara? The Torah is not for you. Barasi lo Yitzhara, says the Gemara in Kiddushin. Barasi lo Torah Tavlin. Hashem says, I created the Yitzhara, and I created the medicine against his Dafka, the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu basically saying, Malachim, you don't have the Yitzhara, the Torah is not good, it's not for you. Finally, the third and final idea, which we're going to say for this portion of the short ideas number six, Divrei Yisrael writes in Parshas Mishpatim, Chavdal Yud Beis, a beautiful idea about being present in a certain place when you are there. I mean, sometimes we can be in a certain place physically, but mentally, spiritually, we're not there. Right, the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Alei Ahara Ve'ayesham, you should go up the mountain, you should be there. Ask, the Divrei Yisrael quotes his grandfather of Chesko of Kushmir, and he says, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, go up the mountain and be there. Well, isn't if he going up the mountain, he'll be there? Alei Ahara Ve'ayesham. If you're going up the mountain, you'll be there. But says Rabbi Chesko of Kushmir, a beautiful idea, and he quotes the Baal Shem Tov, he says, sometimes you could be physically in a place, and you could be totally mentally in a different place. You could be by the Kotel, and you could be in LA. Or you could be in Boca Raton, and be in Yerushalayim. He says that at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu a lesson, and all of Klai Yisrael a lesson. When you're in davening, when you're learning, when you're with your kids, don't just physically be there, but be mentally there, be spiritually there. Alei Ahara, be at the mountain physically, v'heyesham, but be there, be present. Be present in your learning, be present in your davening. And if Dafka the Yitzhara comes to be able to get you confused, let those moments pass and focus back in. Just so let's review these three ideas. Number one idea, why does the puzzle go out of order? It says, Bowman Bar Sinai, puzzle off, and then Bezit says, I used from Refidim, they came to Refidim, they left from Refidim, because the Torah is so excited itself. Says Or Chaim, the Torah itself was waiting for this day for so many years. And finally, that the purpose of creation, the Torah is finally coming to Klai Yisrael, that the Chasson and Kaal are finally coming together, the Torah itself went out of order. It said, Ba'omid Bar Sinai, and then it says they left from Rafidim. The second idea from the Maral, the Gemara says in Shabbos, the Malachim say to Chashpech, give us the Torah. Why are you giving the Torah to human beings? And Hashem says, Moshe, you answer them back. Moshe says, do you have a Yitzhara? Because only the Torah could affect someone who has a Yitzhara. And we know that at the end of the day, it fixes our midos. When we learn Torah, when we live Torah, it helps us be able to become better people, better human beings, better fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, sons, daughters. We become better people. The Torah is only someone who could affect someone who has a Yitzhar Tov and a Yitzhar. And finally, the third and final idea, Chashpech tells Moshe in Parshas Mishpatim, Chavdal Yud Beis, Alei Ahara Ve'yeshem, you should go up the mountain and be there. Says the Rav Chesed of Kushmir, if you're going up the mountain, of course you'll be there. But no, says Chashpech was telling him, Alei Ahara, physically go up Ve'yeshem, but be mentally there, be spiritually there. Sometimes we could be physically present, but not be mentally and emotionally present. Hashem should bless us to be excited, just like the Torah is so excited. We should be so excited now from out the Torah. Some Amish just a few minutes away. We should be zochem as Hashem to be able to use the Torah, to be able to fight our Yitzharas, be able to beat our Yitzharas, and finally to really be present when we're learning, when we're davening, be present in our relationships with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, be present in our relationships with each other, Be'ez Hashem. Shukach.